Bear here at the Esports Trade Association broadcast booth at the 37th annual Lee Steinberg Party. We're here with Jordan Taylor of Most Vicious Players. Welcome to the party, my man.
Yeah, thank you. It's an honor to be here. And this is one of the best events that Esports has to offer in 2024. And man, it's been amazing.
Well, I love seeing your content all throughout this party. Why don't you tell us, what is Most Vicious Players all about?
Yeah, for Most Vicious Players, we do podcasts, player interviews, industry professional interviews. We host tournaments, and we hosted the top plays of the week for today's event.
That's awesome. And how did you get started in esports?
Yeah, I started out as a streamer playing Call of Duty. And actually, I'm the only streamer to live stream 1,000 wins in a row. And
in a row.
That's right. And
who are you playing against?
I was playing against a lot of noobs, but also a lot of pros.
Okay.
Yeah. And so once I decided to expand on my esports horizon, you know, we went into the media side of things and did a lot less streaming for the game and just increased more streaming overall in different genres.
Very cool. And yeah, what are you excited most about the future of esports?
Oh, the future of esports?
Yeah.
Events like this.
Yes.
I mean, esports deserves to be in the highest of levels of conversation and events, and it deserves to be right next to the Super Bowl, you know?
I agree. So, yeah, being in an event like this, you know, it's fairly, you know, sports relevant, but it's now becoming parallel with esports. What do you think it's going to be like within, like, the next few years?
Ooh, the next few years? I would like to see in the next few years a player that can study the game on VR and study the game, maybe even in Madden, right? And show that they're a smart, high-level IQ player on the field. I want to see how can that translate, because it does.
Right. You know, Madden started out as a training game so that coaches could work with their players and see things visually from that perspective before going up physically doing it, and obviously it's become a massive game in itself. Tell us about some of the different pieces of your business. You know, you got you're doing highlights here. What else are you doing?
Right. We'll be hosting some tournaments for the launch of the Amateur Esports Union's website. So you see that coming soon. And we also just launched our new clothing brand, too. So Most Vicious Players clothing brand. See, I got the jacket on. We got shoes, hats, shirts, slippers, whatever you want, man. We got it.
Very cool. What kind of designs do you have on those slippers and shirts?
Cool designs.
Cool designs. Nice. I like it.
No, it's just, you know, clothes that you can wear casually.
You know,
it has our brand on it and stuff like that. But it's also just to, you know, stand out.
I love it.
Have something different.
Where did Most Vicious Players come from? Is that like a joke between you and your friends? Or
no, you know what? It was our slogan at first. Our clan on Call of Duty was called West Side Riders at first, which I didn't choose the name.
Yeah.
But over time, you know, people said, well, Most Vicious Players is better. Why don't you just use that? And so we're like, okay.
It's a clean name.
Yeah.
Well, that way players from the east side can also get involved. If you're just
that's true, yeah.
That's right. You're kind of limiting your
options. That's right. Like I said, I didn't choose that game.
We had to change the brand. We did better, though. Yeah.
Where can people watch your content and pop that merch?
Yeah, our store is on MVPs.tv online. And when you go there, you'll see that's where people submit their clips for our top plays of the week. That's also where you can find our podcast, our player interviews, and also the episodes for the top plays of the week as well. So we just started season 2 of our top plays of the week and our tournaments. And you also see on there we had an award show for season 1 and just giving people that platform to be seen that they haven't had before.
So you mentioned that people can submit so they can be highlighted by you. What kind of clips are you looking for? What kind of games?
Right, we're looking for funny clips. We're looking for try-hard clips. We're looking for glitches in the game. It doesn't matter, right?
Cool.
And for all games, as long as it's competitive, you know, we'd love to capture that content that you have, whether it's Fortnite, whether it's 2K, whether it's FIFA or Rocket League, it doesn't matter.
What games are you playing right now that you're obsessed with?
Yeah, I played a little Street Fighter 6.
Nice, good
choice. I love Street Fighter 6. I've been playing 2K just a tad, just because I want to stay knowledgeable about the game and things like that, because you guys are bringing me into 2K world now.
Yeah.
And then, of course, I play Call of Duty. I'll never stop playing Call of Duty, ever.
I love it. Are you playing Pal World at all?
I have not played Pal World, although it's an interesting game to watch.
Highly recommend. If you like Pokemon, it'll really thrill you.
Gotcha.
Are you going to be submitting some Pal World clips?
Oh, I would like to do that. That would be great. We should join each other's Pal World. Start a world, and I'd be totally down for that.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Right on. Well, we already got some great collaboration going on here. Jordan Taylor, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Enjoy the party.
Thank you. Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys.